What's up? So, I talk about consciousness a lot, and I'd be thinking, what makes someone a conscious being? Like, what does it mean to be highly conscious? And it comes down to one key thing, and that's mindfulness. Being mindful is so important to the success of an individual. Mindfulness comes down to a few keys where it's like mindful of your time, your energy, and your self-awareness. So like where you're putting your attention and how much of that attention, like, in a measure of time and intensity. So, like, you can spend a lot of time on something, but be very light about it. So, it's like, I've been studying Russian and Spanish for a while. I'm going to focus on Russian for the example because I haven't done it quite as intense as I have with Spanish. It's been completely self-educated. Spanish, I took 3 years of high school level, which was far more intense, and it gave me a great foundation for what I have now in today's, like, in my life right now. So, like, I can, like, if someone talked to me and they weren't talking as fast as they could, like, I could hold a conversation. Now, when I go to Russian, it's been a lot less intense and a lot more consistent over time with just a little bit every day. Well, I've built a foundation, but it's very shallow because it's been a little bit every day. Where at a certain point, if you do like an inch a day, you do need to step it up, and you have to dig a little bit more, because, like, now I have, like, a whole ocean, but it's only an inch deep. It's only up to your ankles. Like, you need to have volume and, like, a foundation, but at some point, you need to build something out of the foundation. Like, you need to make it deep enough so there's something there. Like, you... if you have a foundation, but it's really, really, really thin or shallow, it's not going to help you very much. And that's like someone who says they're like conscious, but like when they start making decisions, it's just like, oh, is this good or bad for me? And they just like, now they might be able to answer, this is good for me because it's good for my body. It's deemed as healthy, or vice versa with like bad. And that's a pretty shallow way of making decisions, in my opinion. Now, I think of myself as a conscious person, highly conscious. I think, how does every choice impact not only myself, but all of society around me? And the infinite amount of ways it can impact society. So, like, imagine everything you do has a carbon footprint. Everything you buy, everything you eat, drink, everything. It all has some kind of carbon footprint. It's like me driving my car to the spring to go bottle water. Every time I have to drive my car all the way there, like, yeah, it's gonna put out some kind of a footprint where I'm burning all that gas. It's like, I could just drink the water at my house. Yeah, you get a lot of arsenic in it. But, you know, conscious decisions. What do I think is better for my body? And then compare that to what do I think is best for the whole? And, like, if I'm treating my body better and I'm raising myself up, somehow when I'm raising myself up, I'm actually moving the whole up as well. But if you, by helping yourself, are subtracting from the whole, where it's like, now you're taking away from other people because you're helping yourself so much, that's where, like, you have to draw a line, and that's what it takes to be highly conscious. You have to learn, like, where you draw your lines between, like, being selfish to save yourself first, which is important. Everyone needs to help themselves before they help other people. But to a certain point, you are helped. And where do you draw that line saying, like, yes, I have enough. Like, I have an abundance of whatever it is. And it's time for me to give back. And I think, like, how can I serve humanity to the highest degree? Well, it comes from minimizing what I need. And it's, you don't need to live in, like, poverty, but I have a very decent-sized house to me, my sister, and her boyfriend. And I don't even use the majority of the house. It's like I use, like, the kitchen and my studio and bedroom, and then, like, I go out on the deck, and there's one other room I use. Use the bathroom. But, like, there's, like, all these other rooms. Like, there's an office, another family room. There's all the rooms upstairs. Like, I don't even go upstairs. And I just hang out on the bottom two levels. It's like, I have no reason to go up there. Now, like, how conscious are you of what you're doing? Why do you use the things you use? Why do you go to the places you go to? Like, at some degree, everywhere has an atmosphere where it's like the people who go there dress a certain way, they look a certain way, they act a certain way. You are always going to either be adding to that atmosphere or subtracting from it. So if you're going out in public and you're going to a nice restaurant or you're going to the mall, whatever it might be, we'll stick to the restaurant example for now. You are going to be adding to that atmosphere if you look to picture. Meaning, if you're going to go to a McDonald's wearing a full suit, a three-piece suit, might not be the vibe. But does that take a high level of consciousness to realize? Maybe. Even to a cafe. Sometimes I'd go to the cafe wearing a blazer, and I add to the atmosphere of the cafes. I know it. But sometimes even that looks out of place, where it's like, you got a few business people in there, here and there, but at the end of the day, like, just a button down and, like, a nice pair of pants, nice shoes would do. You look perfect. You add perfectly to the atmosphere. There's always going to be levels to everything. You're going to have a spectrum. Everything's dual in nature. So you'll have, like, a high and a low. So whether it's, like, emotions or, like, a level to, like, the fit, how you fit into an atmosphere. Everything. That's, like, part of this, like, being a highly conscious being and talking about what it means to be highly conscious. It's recognizing the principles of the universe in action using the law of polarity, which I'm describing, where everything is dualistic in nature. Like, using this to your advantage, how can you be on the spectrum in wherever you want to fit? Like, everyone is on spectrums of everything. Like, there's always going to be two levels. There's going to be, or two ends. It's not even like level one versus level two. It's more like you have a plus one and a minus one, and somewhere you're in the middle, there's a neutral where it crosses over. And, like, the neutral is, like, instantaneous. And, I don't know, but, like, I watched the podcast on by Terrence Howard and Joe Rogan, and Terrence Howard talks about how there's, like, no true zero, and, like, at some point, this flips from plus to minus. Is that true? I don't know. Like the feeling of neutrality, where you're, like, you're completely neutral, or the thought of, like, when there's a ball being thrown straight up in the air, and at some point, it goes from going upwards to going downwards. It's like, at a point, it's like, it stands still, like, it has no velocity. And I wonder, like, how, if, like, somewhere there has to be a center, like, a crest, like, the very tip, like, the very top, whatever it might be. Like, it's the tip of the pinnacle of whatever it is. So, for me, like, I think everyone needs to be at, like, the pinnacle of what they want to do. Like, they want to be at, like, the apex of it. Like, the very, very top. They want to be the best at whatever it is they want or whatever it is they do. And whether that's consciousness or it's being a businessman or it's being alpha male, like, whatever it might be, like, whatever you determine to be your thing, like, you want to be the best at it. And the best part is there's an infinite amount of things that people can be the best at. So, like, there's no doubt in my mind that every person can find that one thing that, like, they can be the best at. And that's why, like, we all are individuals but part of a whole, where if every person is the best at whatever they were created to do, like, that's where they're going to be serving humanity to the highest degree. And that's what it really comes down to for consciousness, is like, be conscious of what you're actually good at and how you can actually help people and use that to help people. Like, I use my consciousness to make other people more conscious and make better decisions. It's the idea of leading by example, where if you're going to, like, preach something, like, you better be doing it yourself, or there's no point in preaching it. And, like, now you just became a hypocrite. Like, or I guess so, like, you can't just tell people, like, yeah, I eat organic and then eat inorganic food. It's like, I eat grass-fed beef and then I go and eat conventional beef because I can't afford to get grass-fed beef. Well, in many cases, I just won't eat. I'd rather not eat than eat that. You have to set standards for yourself. And you only get what you tolerate. So, if you tolerate eating shitty food, that's what you're gonna get. Like, the universe will give you what you want, but you have to figure out what you actually want, and you have to demonstrate to the universe of what you want. It's like, you're gonna get tested, and you're gonna have to set, like, boundaries. And this is where, like, they say, like, don't live above your means. Well, how are you supposed to figure out what even are your means? Like, what do you actually want out of life? Like, if you could have everything, which everything is already in you, we already established that you are the universe, and you're one with everything, that's the idea of divine oneness. So, if everything's already in you, now you just have to pick and choose what you're worthy of, what you deserve, and that comes from inside. It doesn't come from outside of you. So, if you want something, go get it. Just go get it. Like, that's it. Get after whatever it is that you want. It's like, if you want money, go present value to someone and tell them to give you money, their money, for your value. And if they think you're valuable enough, they'll agree to the trade. But really, the only currency that we have on this plane of existence, or the universe, is energy. It's, you put energy out, and you get energy back. So, using this as your true form of currency, now you understand that the more you put out, the more you receive. And your receiving of wealth can be in many more ways than just money. If someone was gonna give you all the best food, all the best water, the best air, the best of everything you can imagine, the best woman, the best men, the best of the best equipment, whatever it is. Would you even want money at that point? If someone gave you a jet and a pilot and said, go anywhere, all you have to do is say your name and they'll give you whatever you need, would you do it? What's the point of money? Like, power? What's power? People want, like, a few, very, people really want just a very few amount of things. Like, very few. And most of the time it comes down to freedom and power. They want to be able to do what they want, when they want to do it. and they want other people to do what they say. But how do you get to that point? I'll tell you. It comes down to consciousness. People follow other people who they believe are doing right. Righteous is what it is. So, to be the best leader, you have to do what's righteous. And sometimes, as in, like every time, you have to put the people before you, because you have to understand that you are here to serve humanity. As a leader, you are serving humanity. The idea of having a government is we elect these people to serve us. It's not them controlling us. We control them. They never would have power if it weren't for us. And yet, we allow them to control our lives down to the tick, down to the tack. Every little piece. And you think you're conscious? No, you're not. It's that simple. You have to do things because you are aware of how it's going to play out by understanding how things actually work. This is why I studied the Hermetic Principles. This is why I talk about it and like everything I do. Like, I can always relate whatever is happening at any point in time to one of these seven principles. And almost every time, I can relate it back to every single one of them for any instance. That's how powerful they are. You know why? Because they are the truth. The truth is true no matter what, when, where, how, why, or any other plane of causation. It just is. It is what it is. And what's true is that humans are highly conscious beings. We were made to be creators. And if you started to look inside yourself, you'd start to see how conscious you can actually be. You could look at your body and look inside of it and say, how do I feel? Why do I feel like this? How can I change the way I feel? It's as simple as this. Breathe better air. Drink better water. Eat better food. And then live authentically. And then once you reach the level of authenticity that can't be broken, you'll get what you deserve. Whatever that is, I can't tell you what you deserve. Only you can tell you what you deserve. So stop letting other people tell you what you should and shouldn't be, what you should and shouldn't do. But you gotta upgrade your frickin' morals, your ethics, like... That's our biggest issue as a society right now. People who lead with corrupt intentions. If we fix that issue, we'll fix a lot of the problems we have. If we fix that issue of thinking, I'm better than you because my blood is righteous. We're all fucking righteous. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Like, you think you're good? You think you're royal? We're all royalty. You know what? Any one of us can be a leader. We're all leaders. But the real thing is, how do you lead? What do you say? And what direction do you bring those around you by leading by the example? That's it. Like, how are you leading by example? So, if you're gonna go fuck off and play games all the time, you wanna just play, like, table tennis, whatever, pickleball, like, go be it. Go do it. Go be a professional at it. Be the best you could ever possibly be. Be the best humanity's ever seen. And then once you are, everyone's gonna come watch you because they're gonna say, holy shit, how did they get so good? That's all they did. You know what all I do is? I think about how I can be more conscious. I think about how I can do better. Personal excellence. If every person was obsessed with personal excellence, addicted to personal excellence, we would have the best society that would ever be humanly possible. That's it. We need people to want to be better for themselves. Not for anyone else, for yourself. Once you start trying to become better for other people, your intentions become corrupt. And I mean it. You can't become better just for your kids. Because one day, your kids might not be there. Then you're just going to have yourself again. Or if you're a kid, you can't just become better for your parents. Your parents won't be there one day. Then who are you going to become better for? The only person you have every single second of your life is yourself. So become better for yourself, and that's it. That's that. How to become better? Study the universal laws, the hermetic principles. Those seven principles will define your life. I don't go over them every time. You know why? Because I've done videos on them. I've done so much in-depth research into them. And the only way to really use them is to apply them. Like, I can't just, like, start naming, like, yeah, like, the first hermetic principle is everything's in the mind. Like, this doesn't work. It doesn't click the same way as, like, you give me an example of something happening in your life, and I say, oh, that's the law of rhythm and action. Now you see the ups and downs of life, and you see how everything flows, and it goes up, and then you hit a crest, and everything peaks. And for an instantaneous moment, it feels perfect. And then all of a sudden, you start going down. And it goes down fast. And if you use that momentum, you can bring yourself even higher when you go up again. You have to play with the laws. You have to use them to make whatever you want. It's your choice. Do whatever you want. Be a shitty person or be a great person. It's like, you have an infinite amount of light and an infinite amount of dark in you. At the end of the day, you get to do whatever you really want. That's why we are autonomous people. And you get to leave whatever legacy you want on this planet. You can hurt, you can help, you can bring up, you can bring down. You can add, you can subtract, you can be the light, you can be the dark. Pick what you want to do. Live authentically.